Welcome to the Dwizzle Nation podcast, discussing music, movies, sports, and pop culture.
So what you saying, yo? Silly with my nine milli with the dilly, yo. What's up? What's the dilly, people? That was some Busta Rhymes coming at you real quick, man. Just changing up things up a little bit. We're here. We're back. I'm giving you more bonus episode 4.5.1, we're going to call it. Haven't totally figured out the numbering systems of this whole thing. Well, this is actually being recorded on Monday morning for you. I've had a whole week of things. Big shout out to my grandnephew. That's my sister's grandson, young K. Got to meet with him last week. He's about 2 months old right now. Little man is a future. Love him to death. I'm going to go visit him today with me and the family. Want to give a big congratulations to DJ Tito, who graduated, as it turns out. Kept it on the hush, little secret. Little mom. Mom's blew up his spot. You know, graduated from Phoenix University. You know, helped him get a better paying position at his job, man. Listen, people. And that's just an example that needs to be done. I mean, like, he didn't go out there and he didn't do it with fanfare or anything like that. You know, it wasn't so much as keeping it a secret from me. It wasn't a big deal for him. You know what I mean? That doesn't change him as a man. Okay. He's not really a college dude, so to speak. So college wasn't ever really an option for him. There's a young dude that would go out there and he knows how to make money. You know, he knows how to flip a dollar, you know, hardworking dude, you know, advanced in this particular company that he's in and, you know, was offered a position at this company and, you know, was offered a promotion. The promotion required some schooling. You know, long story short, got the promotion, but he went and got his schooling and he did that, you know, dedicated his time. So it wasn't a big deal for him to announce that I'm going to college, I'm doing other, you know, it was a goal and he went and achieved it, you know. It was more, the fanfare was made for the benefit of his mom. My sister, you know, she was so proud of the whole situation. I'm proud of him too. But that just goes to show y'all, people, when there's something that needs to be done, you gotta go out and you gotta do it. Okay? You can't just point the finger and say, like, I can't do this, I got that going against me. Da-da. Yo, no. You gotta get out there and do your shit. Handle your business. Okay, that's what I'm gonna say on that particular situation. Also, I want to address people. Listen, man, y'all need to stop making mountains out of molehills. Y'all keep getting dragged into these ridiculous-ass arguments over the most silliest shit about what they're going to call you. It's like, you didn't call her a doctor. Dude, who gives a shit, okay? You can hear my little girls in the background over here. I don't have a dedicated studio. This is in my home. And I'm not going to go up there and yell and tell them to shut up or anything like that. But, you know, yeah, make it a big deal. He didn't call her a doctor. Oh, my God. Really? Move on with it. They don't want to call you a doctor. Don't. You know what I'm saying? You want respect from people that ain't going to give it to you. So move on. Fuck them. On the flip side, people, understand something. That one of the greatest Americans ever in the history of this great nation, Martin Luther King, was also a doctor. And he wasn't a medical doctor. Keep that in mind before you want to start making these ridiculous straw man arguments. You're a bunch of fucking morons, man. Y'all be running your dick lickers too much. Anyway, excuse me. Moving along, we're going to talk college football. We're going to get into the teams that made the playoffs. Now, unfortunately, I didn't take notes here. So I'm doing this whole thing off the cuff. Okay, this weekend we saw Clemson with the great Trevor Lawrence. Okay, one of the most highly touted players to come out of college in recent history. And They defeated Notre Dame. Notre Dame did not look like they even belonged out there. Okay, now I don't know what happened, okay? On a neutral field, you guys went and got your asses thumped. Okay, I mean, that was nice. The first time you guys took it to overtime against a freshman quarterback, Clemson, because Mr. Lawrence had was suffering from COVID, so he couldn't play. So you were playing against a freshman, okay? By the way, that freshman is DJ Uiagalelei, okay? I believe he is Samoan. That dude's going to be big. That kid passed for over 400 yards that game, okay? I don't know what happened to Clemson's defense that day, but he put it to y'all that game. I believe it was in Notre Dame. So Notre Dame has no business in these college playoffs. I mean, it's a joke. It's ridiculous. My opinion about this whole college playoff thing is you have the teams. Maybe you do the Power Five conferences, okay? Number one, if you do not win your conference championship, you do not get to be in the playoffs. You got to win the conference championship, okay? So that can probably account for the Power Five ranking teams, okay? If you know, and then you have maybe three at-large teams. So let's say a team like Alabama, who is one of the top teams in the league, let's say for whatever reason they don't win their conference championship, they can make it as an at-large bid, you know? Or someone like, let's say Notre Dame, because I fucking hate these motherfuckers. But you guys get the gist of what I'm saying. Sometimes there's teams that because of the way the divisions in the conference are played out, they don't even get to play in the conference championship, but clearly they're the second best team in the conference. So this way you could account for them actually making the playoffs, and then you let it play it out like that. Okay, having only four teams, I think, is highly unfair because there's going to be some teams who they can only play the teams that are on their schedule, and you're punishing them because you don't think they play in a strong enough conference or whatever the case may be. Okay, at least when you expand the playoffs, don't tell me and don't tell me that it diminishes the regular season. That's a bunch of horse shit. Okay. Like, if you're, let's say, Cincinnati, and somebody thinks that you're unworthy of being in the playoffs, well, then when you go to that first round and you play one of these teams from the Power Five, you'll clearly get your ass whipped. Or you could go out there and just win your games. But there's teams that, like Coastal Carolina, they're 11-0. And at no point did they ever threaten to even be in the playoffs. That wasn't going to happen. Now, I think it's a unique circumstance this year. Coastal Carolina, I believe, 4 years ago didn't even have a Division I football program. So kudos to them for making it this far this fast. But I think their record might be skewed because of the pandemic. You know what I mean? I'm like, Ohio State only played six games, you know, and they're in the playoffs because, you know, people just clearly understand they're one of the best teams out there. So you're definitely getting the matchups. Notre Dame, you guys are a fucking joke, man. Like, you shouldn't be there. But whatever. Like I said, you won the games you had to win. So kudos to you guys. College basketball recently started up. I don't even know how to even follow it. I haven't been very good at following college basketball this year. NBA draft, LaMelo Ball. Okay? LaMelo Ball, you're doing your thing. But I think you suffer from the same thing your older brother did. I mean, your father did a very good job at getting all you guys this far. You got to be impressed with it, regardless of whether you like the man or not. You did a good job out there, okay? Kudos to you guys doing out there. I'm going to let that young man do his thing. I mean, it's very easy to go out there and hate on him because of a lot of things, okay, and not judge them objectively. But I will say this. You motherfuckers need to learn how to shoot the goddamn ball, okay? You already have a very, very bad shooting percentage, okay? Now, you don't want to be like the... What is the dude from Philadelphia? I'm going to look this up, man. Like I said, I'm doing this off the fly. You know, what's his name? Philadelphia point guard. We're going to look at point guard. Okay. You know, oh, here we go. Ben Simmons. I don't know why I couldn't do Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons is such a poor shooter that he doesn't even shoot the ball. Okay. LaMelo, learn to shoot an outside jumper, because then all they're going to do is they're just going to crowd the passing lanes and dare you to shoot. Okay. And we know you are currently not no Steph Curry when it comes to shooting the ball. This is, yo, LaVar, you could clearly left out, didn't teach these kids how to shoot outside jumpers. Okay. LaMelo, let's just say you was born into a good family, man. Maybe be a personal, help your brothers be a personal trainer. You know what I mean? You know, unfortunately, Detroit cut you. I'm like, maybe you just not cut out to be an NBA player. I don't know, but you can help assist those who are out there doing it, man. You can be very successful in your own right, okay? So don't be discouraged, man. Keep doing your thing, boy. Let's talk about futility. Yeah, we're going to talk about that shit, right? Okay. We're going to address the Jets. Now, how do you... Clearly, you're playing for the chance to pick up one of the most highly touted college players to ever come out in recent memory. Even bigger than Andrew Luck, okay? Andrew Luck played for Stanford. Here we got Trevor Lawrence, who's competing for national championships in, you know, the toughest region, if not the toughest. ACC is not the toughest conference, but they play top-notch competition, and they've matched heads up with Alabama a couple of years, and beat them. We got, you know, they ran into that buzzsaw from LSU and, you know, Joe Burrow, who was completely amazing. We see what happened to LSU after all those players left. But, you know, they go in there and they're doing it, okay? Andrew, you know, like I said, much better talent than Andrew Luck coming out. And you blow it. You won a game. Now, I know you can't go out there tanking, because the makeup of a player just isn't, what are you going to do? Well, I'm not going to make this tackle for that. Which, by the way, let me also point out to you, for those of you that said that the Jets intentionally blew that game against the Raiders, which is the most ridiculous thing I ever heard of, who decides to blow a game in the last 20 seconds? If I'm going to lose a game, I'm going to lose it from the opening whistle until the closing whistle. I'm not going to wait to throw it to the end of the game. That's ridiculous. You know who I'm talking about. Big shout out to your boy, big man. But next is Justin Fields. But from what I'm hearing, Justin Fields, let's say the Jets get the number 2 pick. Justin Fields isn't really good enough to go that high, at least currently. I guess we're going to wind up seeing everything with the combine. But... I've heard some idiots try to claim that this guy's going to go in the second or third round because he had a bad game. Come on, man. Cut that bullshit out, man. Cut that shit out. Justin Fields is a baller. Okay? And if you guys are making excuses because he had a couple of bad games against tough competition, you guys are lost. You guys lost it, man. This guy could ball. Under the right system, he could succeed. Like any quarterback. There's no such thing as a can't-miss prospect. Okay? Y'all full of shit. Pat Mahomes did well by getting with Andy Reid. Hell, every quarterback should want to be drafted by Andy Reid, but that's not the case. But Andy Reid should be the case study for all you quarterbacks to stop being so thick-headed, okay? Because that dude can make it work. That dude can definitely make it work, you know? But Jeff Fisher, you hearing? I'm pretty sure you'll eventually get a fucking job somewhere with your fucking... losing 8-8 ass. Jesus, how that man kept the job is ridiculous beyond me. But anyway, we got the Giants. The Giants, who are fucking embarrassment. You know, Colt McCoy, God bless him. You motherfuckers actually gave me hope. Actually, and there's still mathematically, we could still win this. If we win the next two games and somehow Washington loses one game, we win a division. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that we win the sorry-ass division? This is awful. This is completely awful. Okay, Mike Judge, we lost that game 20-3. But Mike Judge, you left 6 points on the fucking board because you decided you wanted to do a trick play. There's no need for trick plays. And here's my point. You got the backup quarterback in there. You don't have Saquon. You got Gilman and you got running back by committee. You got old-ass Alfred Morris in there giving you yards. Okay? I don't care. You're not – if Cleveland was going to put up 35 points and you had to match them point for point, you weren't going to win this game, even if those plays were successful. The way you were going to stay in that game was defense, because your defense is part of the reason that you've been able to turn this whole thing around. But nah, you decided to go for it on four. You lost the game 20-3. You put those points on the board, maybe it's a different story. But, you know, I'm not one, I don't believe in the predetermined outcome, so you never know. You never know what could have transpired after that. But Mike Judge, that was a fucking stupid move. Okay? You put if you got to do trick plays on the goal line in order to match these motherfuckers point for point, and no, you're not winning that way. Take the points you can get, man, and let your defense keep you close enough where you could be in striking range, where a touchdown can help you win the game, but you didn't do that. You're a fucking moron. Anyway, we're going to move on to the next one. We're going to move on to, admittedly so, I don't really watch much Knick basketball lately. I am a Knick fan, but because they're not really on any national games, and when I come home from work typically, I don't really have time to watch sports as much as I would like to. I got to spend time with my family. I do got to get time to get sleep, so, you know, watching an entire game to objectively watch it is not my thing. I do not root against the Knicks. But I will say that this franchise is a fucking disgrace. Always has been. Now, I've been hearing some very decent things and some very optimistic things about them in these exhibition games. But they're exhibition games, okay? What I want more than anything is I want this team to compete. Not just make the eighth seed, okay? So that they can get eliminated in the first round. I want them to make the playoffs, get better every year, and then achieve a point where, like, them making the playoffs and possibly even competing for a conference championship or NBA title, where that's like a constant thing, or at least they got a shot. More often than not, this team doesn't have a shot at all, not a realistic shot. Big shout out to your boy, Ayo Levi Castle. All right, yo. Sorry, but like I told you before, I see these motherfuckers every Sunday, every Wednesday night. It's when I put out the fucking trash. That's what I fucking think of this team. Okay? Do something better. Give the fans a glimmer of hope. Okay? Keep it consistent. You never know what kind of player you might wind up getting in the draft. You might wind up getting the next Hall of Famer, diamond in the rough. But if the foundation that this player is coming to is already fucking trash, I don't know what to tell you, man. I don't know what to tell you. This has been going on more often than not. I don't know how you motherfuckers deal with this nonsense every week, every year, constantly. Okay? Another thing. Parents, listen, being a parent isn't easy. Okay? We all know that, and we're going to be respectful to that. Okay? And far be it from me to tell anybody how to raise their kids. I don't do that shit. But I will say this much. Like, I know what my kids are capable of and not capable of. Now, when my children leave my home, they're very, very well behaved, okay? They know how to act. We constantly get compliments from teachers, from people who are around my children. We've gotten compliments in restaurants for how well behaved my children are. Okay? It's when they're in the house when they have a tendency to be a little bit disrespectful, you know what I mean? But we could check that, you know, okay? You know, my children don't go out and embarrass me. at all. Now, some of y'all are raising little shits, okay? You have some of these kids are, you know, some of these children are very malicious in their actions. That's what I'm going to say, okay? Stop thinking you're raising a fucking saint, people. You need to stop doing that. Now, I don't think that I'm raising fucking angels out here, okay? I know what my kids are capable of and not capable of. Stop turning a blind eye to your little badass kids, okay? You know that you're raising a little bad motherfucker, all right? That's all I got to say on that. You know what I mean? Okay, now, I've recently asked you guys to send me your ideas to the email address. Send a, you know, hit me up at dwizzlerock@gmail.com. You know, give me some ideas, some show ideas and whatnot. Okay, I'm gonna get back to that. I'm gonna get back to that in a second. By the way, Eminem just recently came out with an album, 36 tracks on it. We heard like the first 6 tracks. My wife and I were going to the mall. I'm going all over the place with this. My wife and I were going to the mall, which is a huge mistake. Because the mall traffic is disgusting. You're literally better off walking to the mall than actually driving over to that motherfucker. It's fucking abysmal. We're going to go check out a treadmill at Dick's. And it was a complete waste of time because we wound up ordering that same exact treadmill online. So, there's an exercise in futility with that one. But we... my little one's in the background. Anyway, she's going to have to wait. The traffic was hard. We were listening to Eminem, so we were in traffic for a long time, longer than normal. And listening to the first couple of tracks, first off, there was no bangers. I didn't hear any bangers in the beginning. My wife couldn't stand it. So my wife does not have a very good opinion on that Eminem album, but I can only say we only heard 6 tracks out of a possible 36. It's got to have something on it. It's fairly decent. Oh, by the way, once again, we are still... in the process of, we're going to be doing a show about the music producers out here in the business. The music producers, these are the true superstars right now in this day and age of the mumble rappers, okay? These are the guys that are making them club bangers and beats to just make your head nod. So these are the unsung heroes of the rap game, you know? Much respect to them, and we're gonna be doing a show on them. Also, check out The Evolution of Hip Hop on Netflix. They're on season 4. I believe they do, it's 4 episodes per season. And it goes through the evolution of hip hop from the early 70s and how it progressed. And it talks about, you know, it's even getting into the East Coast, the West Coast, the South, and how they came up and it developed and how it came up. Very, very interesting, man. Even if you're not a fan of rap per se, if you are a fan of music and how it develops, the good thing about rap music is because it's such a recent form of art form. And because of the day and age we live in now, we could actually witness its evolution. It's very, very fascinating. I think you should definitely go check it out. Definitely interesting watch. Okay. And you know what? You'll also, I think you will have an appreciation for the art form and what it goes into to go into rap music and everything. It's completely amazing, man. So that's our thing right there. A couple of things I wanted you to go check out. All right. But going back to the email, you know, I gave you guys you guys got my Dwizzle Nation on Instagram. Go hit me up on that, man. We also hit me up at dwizzlerock@gmail.com. You know, if you got any show ideas, you want to comment. But we actually had someone make a comment. You know, I've had some positive feedbacks. Now, there's an email I got here. I'm going to read off to you. Okay. And because it's hate mail. Okay, we're gonna call this little motherfucker Twitch. I got you, Twitchy. Maybe something like this. What the fuck is a Dwizzle? Never heard of it before. Who do you think you are? What makes you an authority on anything? Well, like, and I'm not going to use his real name out here because, you know, like I said, you certain level of anonymity. Plus, I don't know, maybe he might be trying to use it to get fame. I'm not putting his name out there. So I'm going to call you I'm going to call you Twitch. It's another word rhyme fit. Twitch, motherfucker. Let me tell you something. First off, Dwizzle is, if you wanted to know, man, you know, you might be interested or you may not be interested. Dwizzle is a little nickname that my young nephew started got to calling me. And then when we started getting in the group thread, everyone in the group thread started referring to me as that. So I decided to use it for the podcast. So, you know, now Twitch, what makes me an authority? I don't claim to be an authority. I'm just talking about things that I like. Like I said, I have a love and appreciation for hip hop music, you know, and I've gotten to witness it from its basic beginnings and its evolution. And when it first came out, you never thought that it was going to achieve the levels as it has. Well, I'm not talking about the money. I'm just strictly talking about the art form and how it's developed. Okay. And in this process, I've grown to love things that I didn't love before. So, but most importantly, it's my motherfucking podcast and I can do whatever the fuck I want. So you want to keep bringing on your hate? Go ahead. Keep running your dick liquor. I have no problem shouting out your emails out here. Okay. Because that's what I do. All right. But anyhow, ladies and gentlemen, right now we are done. Oh, no, we're not done. We're not done. Sorry. Did y'all catch that episode of The Mandalorian? Dope. That was dope. I love what they're doing. That was awesome. And the beauty of it is for the next several months, starting in January, we're going to be able to see something involving Marvel or Star Wars for the next couple of few years, man. They got a couple of Star Wars cartoons and live action series. They're going to have some movie. They're going to have a Lando series. They're going to have a Book of Boba Fett series. They're going to have something called an Acolyte. Yo, it's definitely an exciting time going on with that. I'm also going to be doing some trying to do this stuff on YouTube as well. But we're going to be doing some Game of Thrones. I'm going to be doing some Game of Thrones stuff as it comes along, as this show starts developing. So we definitely got some stuff coming down the pipeline, some exciting things, some fun things. And right now, we're going to keep it short. And I'm going to say we are out of here, people. Till the next time. Peace.
Thank you.